Introduction. The Olympic Ideal. Ancient Greece was not a peaceful place. Invasions by foreign armies were common. At home, rival city-states battled for control. The two most powerful cities were Athens and Sparta. They fought bitter wars against each other. Huge armies faced off. Chariots charged across battlefields. Warriors fell. Every 4 years, however, all fighting stopped. Athletes from throughout Greece traveled on foot or horseback. They gathered at a beautiful, peaceful town called Olympia. There, a stone temple honored the Greek god Zeus. Museums displayed treasures from the city-states. A great stone archway led to an open field. Spectators sat on the hillside. Athletes warmed up. The Olympic Games began. The first recorded Olympics were held in 776 BC. Armies across Greece observed the Olympic truce. The Greeks called it Echecheria. The word meant holding of hands. The games themselves were anything but peaceful. Athletes competed in boxing, wrestling, running, and chariot races. Losers were often badly hurt. The rest of Greece, though, took a break from violence. Enemies met in peace. They held religious ceremonies. Athenians and Spartans were reminded that they worshipped the same gods. The games offered a model of a more peaceful world. At times, politics got in the way. Yet in 1,000 years, the Greeks never canceled the Olympics. In 100 BC, Rome conquered Greece. Eventually, a Roman emperor converted to Christianity. In AD 394, the emperor banned all non-Christian events. The Temple of Zeus was destroyed. The Olympic Games were gone.